My friends in Christ, grace and mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. This morning we consider the last words of the Gospel of St. Luke in the 24th chapter, and I'll reread just this portion of the Gospel reading. Then he, Jesus, led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from heaven and was carried, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is God's word. Please be seated. Well, there was a pastor who was telling his congregation about a trip that he and his wife had taken to the Ozark Mountains in Missouri, and to the famous Passion Play, and that is going on, by the way, about this time of year. And he described to his congregation how the actors and the actresses portrayed the life of Jesus Christ with such a dramatic flair, and how they kept the audience on the edges of their seats, even though, of course, everybody knows how the story is going to end. And he said that as the play neared the final scene of the ascension of Jesus Christ, he wondered how on earth they were going to depict this ascension of our Lord in an outdoor setting where there's no way to suspend cables and pull him up into the air. Luke tells us that the risen Lord leads his disciples out to Bethany, where he raised his hands and he blessed them, which is exactly what the actor portraying Jesus did out there in the Ozarks, standing in this beam of light from this huge floodlight. And then Luke goes on to tell that Jesus was simply taken up to heaven. And the pastor, in telling the congregation about this passion play, said he was holding his breath as he waited for that moment. And then it happened. Slowly, ever so slowly, the actor began to rise and to move backwards up a hill on some kind of a platform with the floodlight still bathing his body in light. And the pastor said that he thought to himself at that time, it was really the only way human beings could portray a moment in time when even Luke couldn't seem to find the words to finish the script. Luke finally says, you know, he was just taken up into heaven. In the passion play there in the Ozarks, the actor reaches the top of that hill, and then he disappears over the other side, and the floodlight is turned off, and the play has ended. Luke adds just one more little comment to volume one of this telling of the gospel. And you heard it just a little bit ago. And they worshipped him, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. And then the curtain drops. End of volume one. But it's not the final curtain. Because as it turns out, Luke is not finished telling the story of Christ and of the spread of his gospel. Listen to the hint that he gives us that a second volume is coming. In verses 47 and 48, Jesus tells his disciples, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins must be proclaimed in my name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Do you smell a sequel? The ascension of Jesus Christ now means it will be up to his witnesses to tell the world the good news of what had just happened in the life of Christ. Hence, Luke's volume 2, the Acts of the Apostles. The second volume of Luke's writing is a great read. How the Holy Spirit filled the disciples at Pentecost, and how without fear they went out and they proclaimed Jesus Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. It tells how the church was born that day as thousands of people were baptized into Christ, and how the gospel was off and running. Volume 2 tells how the witnesses, the apostles, carried this message, this good news from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and out beyond, we know, as far as Rome and maybe even as far as Spain. In 28 chapters of this second volume, which is four more chapters than his first volume, Luke tells the story of the persecution and the opposition of Christ's witnesses, the imprisonments and prison escapes, beatings, journeys, shipwrecks, arguments, conversions, baptisms. It's just nonstop action in the second volume. And then all of a sudden, volume two comes to a close. Luke tells us in the last chapter of Acts that Paul is under house arrest in Rome. He is receiving certain Jewish guests and he's trying to convince them that Jesus is the Christ and the Savior. And Paul rebukes those Jews who refuse to believe, and then he tells them that the message they've rejected is now going to go to the Gentiles because they will listen, he says. And then the book of Acts wraps up. Volume 2 ends this way. At the end of chapter 28, he, Paul, lived there 2 years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. And that's it. Now the curtain drops on volume 2, the book of Acts. Some have commented that it's not a very satisfying ending to that book. What happened next to Paul? Was he released? Was he brought to trial? If so, was he acquitted? Or was he convicted? Was he martyred? Luke just doesn't tell us. In this rather strange and abrupt ending to volume 2. Now remember, Jesus said, to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. That's how far our Lord would have His gospel to be spread. But by the time Luke wraps up volume 2, the book of Acts, the gospel has made great progress. But it is not yet to the ends of the earth. To people of every tribe and nationality and race and language. It's not there yet. And maybe that's the point of Luke's rather abrupt ending of volume 2. Maybe that is Luke's subliminal message to us, that this story is not yet complete. There is still one more volume to be written. But this third volume will not be written by the hand of Luke. Rather, volume 3 will be written by the Holy Spirit in the life and the ministry of the church. The story of Christ's gospel is a trilogy. First of all, volume 1 is Jesus Christ, His life, His ministry, His death and resurrection. Volume 2 is the ministry of the apostles of Jesus Christ. Volume 3 is us. We continue writing this story. We are volume 3 Christians, who are charged to bring this story to its culmination on the day of Jesus Christ. Luke is here challenging the good people of St. John Lutheran Church Freedom to press on with this unfinished story and to write the rest of this story with our lives. And today we thank God for an organization in our midst that takes very seriously this challenge to get this gospel out to the ends of the earth. The LWML is an amazing organization of women who faithfully serve the Lord by their prayer and their financial and their material support of missions all around the globe. They are Volume 3 Christians, through whom the Holy Spirit is continuing to write the story of Christ's gospel and of its spread to the ends of the earth. The combined power of the LWML's mighty little mites is doing amazing things, some of which we're going to review with the children this morning when they bring their mites forward. And I would encourage you, even if you aren't a part of the LWML, get one of those mite boxes and help them with these fantastic offerings. But my question for you today is this: what about you? You see, when Volume 1 was written, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, you were in the mind of the Savior and you were on His lips, your name. You're not so sure about that? Listen once again to the high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ in John 17. He says, "I do not ask for these only, that is, for my disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." That's people like us. We believe in Christ through the words of the disciples. And then Jesus goes on in His prayer and He says, "That they also, whom You have given to Me, may be with Me where I am, to see My glory that You have given Me because You loved Me before the foundation of the world." Oh yes, you were on the mind of Jesus Christ as He made His way to the cross to atone for the sins of the world. "I know My sheep," He says, "and I lay down My life for the sheep." Volume 1 of the Gospel: the birth, the life, the ministry, the suffering and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ was written for you. For God had chosen you in Christ before the foundations of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight by the forgiveness of your sins. But now, having received so great a salvation, we are no longer just the objects of God's love. Now we become the channels, the means, the vehicles of His love to others by our witness. Or to put it this way, the Gospel is a story that continues to be written as we live out the love of God in our love for each other, despite the worst the world can throw at us. And when we do so, we open up the door for the progress of the Gospel. Through us, God's Word continues to set people free from their sins and from death and from the power of the devil. Oh, may we each be faithful, Volume 3 Christians, as the Holy Spirit uses us as His instruments to write this story to its climax, when Christ shall come and call His church home for good and forever. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.